The decline of some secondhand shops may have begun with the Marie Kondo revolution and its founder's motto that says, if something in your closet doesn't give you joy, you should get rid of it. And it turned out a lot of people did. Okay, a lot of women did. And soon, secondhand stores were overwhelmed with too much stuff. Beautiful clothes, shoes, coats, and boots that kept coming.
When I came on board, I had actually worked for the previous owner for 8 years. She had a fabulous business.
That's Angela Shepherd, owner of the high-end consignment shop in Christiansburg called Nikki's Resale.
I purchased it from her, and my business did very well until about 2 years ago, and then it started dropping. I saw a huge decline.
Shepherd has watched sales dwindle in much the same way as every other brick-and-mortar land-based store.
And then this past year, I started putting things online myself, and I'm doing better online than I'm doing in the shop.
Shepherd's planning to keep the online business, but not the physical store. And that may signal trouble for other apparel resale shops.
Four consignment stores have closed in Roanoke at the end of last year, and two have closed here in Christiansburg. So I don't think there will be any clothing consignment shops after I close.
Shepherd was selling what she could and donating the rest of her upscale Good Labels Only inventory. The shop had been full to overflowing, each piece neatly hanging by size and use from everyday wear to evening.
Yes, we are definitely upscale. We only take brand name things, designer name things. We've always done it like that. But even at that, it's the online has taken over.
A few people were shopping the sale before the consignment shop closed its door for good.
It's cute. Like brand new.
A longtime customer named Cindy will miss the place.
I think we are a country that's rich in goods, and everybody's just saturated with stuff, whether it be clothing, home goods, whatever. We have just become that type of people. But I think people are becoming more aware of it now.
And it's actually becoming a huge problem, according to a new report called The Environmental Price of Fast Fashion. It says the fashion industry is the second largest industrial polluter. Only aviation is larger. And what's known as the fast fashion industry is the worst offender. Stylish, inexpensive clothing assembled in far-flung locations is made to hit Western markets fast, and the clothes are discarded just as fast when the next trend replaces them. And because they're made mostly of polyester, which doesn't biodegrade well, those discards end up in the ocean, accounting for more than a third of all the microplastic pollution in it. Again, Angela Shepherd.
The world is changing. Everything is going digital. Just go online 24/7. You can shop. I have a lot of people say I wake up at 1 o'clock at night and I can't sleep and I get on my phone and I buy a sweater or a top.
In Christiansburg, I'm Robbie Harris.